But there is something that I must say to my people, who stand on the worm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the highest plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative process of degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to distrust of all white people. For many of white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. And they have come to realize their freedom is inextricably bound up to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make a pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who ask in their devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the very victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our bodies, heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the cities. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from the smaller ghetto at the large one. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for white only. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied and will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like mighty stream. I'm mindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and struggled by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with a faith that unearned suffering redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed, let us not wallow in the valley despair. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It's a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. It holds as truth to be self-evident that all men are created equal.